Hey, what's up, guys? This is another episode of I Got the Juice, Season 2, Episode 6. That's what I'm talking about right there. Yes, thank you. Of course, you know, definitely, you know, had to do another episode, of course, for you guys. Appreciate you guys listening all the time. Of course, I am here with none other than, you know, special guest, chief makeup artist, Vogue published, Story Falu, definitely a name to look out for now and in the future. So say what's up, Story, to the people out here.
Hello, people. How's everyone doing? I hope everybody is doing well. Yeah, I'm excited to be a part of this right now. So let's get started. Yay!
That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah, so you know what? Today's episode, you know, I definitely want to speak about our New York Knicks, New York City. You know, Knicks have been doing very, very well within the last couple of seasons. I mean, of course, in the past, you know, this season, we've actually gotten a lot of new additions to the team. Mm-hmm. Of course, Anunoby, Precious Achiuwa, we'll definitely get to him. Mm-hmm. Now, I knew a lot of injuries in terms of Randall, mm-hmm. Mitchell Robinson, right? So, and, you know.
And a lot of trades.
Yeah, definitely a lot of trades. I mean, we definitely had to let Grimes go. We let Flynn go, right? But, you know, now they're in Detroit trying to, you know, do what they have to do for themselves. So, right. But they were definitely a good addition to the team, mm-hmm. right? So, definitely want to talk about last night's game against the Orlando Magic.
Let's
right?
do it.
You know, the final score was 98 us, 74 them, right? You know, definitely had a great game. Mm-hmm. Everyone, right? You know, we actually... There were a few games that we did lose, of course, without Jalen Brunson. Of course, I mean, he is our leader.
Right.
Okay. But yeah, Story, let me ask you. I know you are a real Knicks fan.
Yes, I am.
What do you think about the season so far? What's going through your mind?
Well, I could say that I feel like in the beginning of the season, we all had like a momentum going, and it's almost like there was no stopping what they were doing.
Yeah.
No stopping. They have figured it out how to mesh well with one another.
Yeah.
How to get that chemistry going very well. And they did so well. And then the trade came and it was a little bit unsteady. I think that they were trying to get their momentum with the new people, the new players that they put into the team. And
so it wasn't steady.
It wasn't steady.
Steady, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I just feel like, you know, and I was a little bit disappointed, I have to say, because, you know, I think that even the bench players at that time, they were putting in work. They were putting in work and it did well, which showed that they didn't have to always use Brunson. They didn't have to use all the starters that throughout the whole game, that these bench players were doing an excellent job of executing the game. And that's what it's all about. So when they started doing the trade, you know, of course, it's a little bit disappointing. And I feel like now, until up to this point, even though they're doing well, they're still trying to get the momentum. But last night's game, I definitely seen a lot of that chemistry, the momentum of how the game was going. And it was just amazing. It was just amazing.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think of, I mean, you know, Josh Hart, you know, he definitely brings a type of, you know, tenacity to the team. You know, what do you think about his playing style right now?
Well, he started off as a bench player, and the more that he started to play, you were able to see the way that he was so important to the team. The team really, you know, what the team needed at the time. So, and you could see that now he's starting because he does bring a toughness that they all need. And when he does play, he brings that out in every one of them. So
that's actually a fact. Yeah. And I definitely want to talk about Precious Achiuwa. I mean, this man.
Yeah.
Only 24 years old playing the way. And like I've been saying, you know, he does remind me of a Bruce Brown. If you guys are familiar with Bruce Brown at all, who used to play with the Nets at one point. And I remember saying, you know, especially on Twitter or X now, you know, the Nets should have been very, very fortunate to have a player like that.
Yeah.
And this is exactly the same way I feel about the Knicks right now and Precious Achiuwa. The Knicks should be extremely fortunate to have a player that's that athletic, playing at that level.
Right.
And he does it all. His defense is probably the best in the league. That's just my opinion.
Right.
Right? You know.
Well, I don't know if that's your opinion because I think that's a fact now.
That is a that is definitely a fact. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah, no, you're right. So, you know, kind of just to get into last night's game, too. I mean, he definitely had a double-double with 14 rebounds.
Wow.
14 rebounds,
wow.
People. And 15 points. I mean, everybody else, of course, you know, as a team, we're definitely going to be a cohesive unit, definitely be a collective there. But he definitely had a double-double there. You know, he's been doing so good. I find myself and you know, you could probably say the same thing, too, Stuart. Really kind of just focusing on him. In the game, that when you're watching it, like, he is just incredible.
Right. Yeah.
End of the game, you know, they actually did an interview with him on the loudspeaker so the whole arena can hear it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was so great because the whole arena was just cheering for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a moment. That's a moment. That's a proud moment, I'm sure, for him and for the Knicks and what he's been doing on this team for New York City.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm happy for him. You know, definitely just keep going. Just keep playing the way he's been playing. He don't care. He told the coach to chill last game. Happened on a... I think he threw the ball, winded up in the Orlando Magic's hands for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
He basically told the coach to chill out.
Which is good. Because, you know, when you're on the sideline as the coach is, it's easy for you to see the things that are not going right or wrong on there. And this may do something to their mentality. You don't want to feel that way. So let them play the game. Let them understand that if they made a mistake to correct that, but allow that to happen without screaming on the sideline.
Right, yeah, that dude's going to mess around and get some type of heart attack.
He's like, oh my God, the faces that he makes. And he's just getting like that now because I feel like he wasn't that way in the beginning of the season. He was kind of just maybe figuring out everything. And now he kind of, you know, he has done that. But I see him being more aggressive on the sideline. Like, even if the other team or their team. And, you know, you just got to be careful with that type of energy because it
feeds off.
Right. And not in a positive way. So, because I know if someone's yelling at me in the sidelines, I would think like, oh my God, like, why are they doing that? Da, da, da. And then your mind frame is different instead of correcting what just happened and making perfection out of that.
And this is, of course, he's a coach, but I just feel that you shouldn't be, anytime the opposing team scores, you shouldn't be getting upset.
Right.
Like, that's supposed to happen. The other team is going to score at some point.
It's a game.
Right. So,
that's what happens in a game.
Exactly. Yeah, I definitely want to touch on DiVincenzo, too. You know, there was a stat, you know, last night about him, you know, this season scoring, you know, and making 200, you know, three-pointers, you know, this season.
That's amazing.
He actually, I think, passed J.R. Smith for that record. J.R. Smith had a little close to that, but he passed him.
What about the three-pointer? I have to refresh my memory that he was on. He got game. He was Allen. Is it Allen?
Ray Allen.
Yeah, Ray Allen.
Okay, what about him?
Well, he was a good three-pointer, wasn't he?
Three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely was. You're saying DiVincenzo plays like him type of thing?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when I think of three-pointers, I don't know. My mind takes me back to Ray Allen. Because I know that how good he was at that time. So, yeah. But they're different players. That's not what I'm saying. But I just like the way Ray Allen plays. I know there's another three-point shooter that I don't probably want to say his name. That I don't care for him much. But
are you talking about Steph Curry? Yeah, not a fan. He can shoot. I always said, you know, that's a whole different story in itself. But I feel like he can definitely shoot. Don't get me wrong. He just shoots from crazy places.
Yeah.
That's why people have never seen anything like that. But at the same time, Reggie Miller was a three-point shooter, right? Mark Price, right? So these, you just, they can all shoot. right? So yeah, I mean, you know, I definitely just wanted us to, you know, really kind of let the, you know, let the fans and the viewers know about what the Knicks have actually been doing so far. We definitely have a legitimate chance of actually making it to the playoffs. Yes. I don't see why we can't.
Yes.
You know, we actually play the 76ers tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We actually beat them previously last right. month. We definitely need that win, of course, just to stay fourth in the East. So right now, we're definitely fourth in the East.
Yeah, so beating Orlando yesterday, we took third place and we moved up to fourth.
Correct. We lost to the Hawks on Tuesday. I don't know how that we did that, but you know, we'll definitely get that one back. So we definitely need that win tomorrow against the 76ers.
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, you know, definitely wanted to, you know, just basically talk about, you know, these Knicks. They've been, it's very exciting. The fans are, I mean, the fans of New York City are the greatest fans. I mean, the Knicks are playing, I mean, in the greatest yeah. arena ever
in
created.
In the world, right. Right. In the world.
And in New York City. Right. Right.
So, and I don't know if our listeners know this, but we, you know, we are New Yorkers from New York City. So we're going to be passionate about our New York team. So.
Yeah, born in the Bronx, raised in the Bronx of New York.
Yes.
Like Fat Joe said, you know, from the Bronx, New York, things happen.
Exactly. So,
you know, but
and that's why we're passionate. So we're New Yorkers and we're rooting for them. And yeah, and to be, you know, we visit Madison Square Garden this season a few times.
Yeah.
And the energy in there is just like no other, like no other. It's amazing, that feeling. And to see all New Yorkers supporting the New York Knicks in a way where it hasn't been done in a long time. So that's really exciting to see those things, you know?
Yes, it is. Amen to that. But yeah, guys, I'm glad you were able to tune in. Definitely will be sending you guys a lot more episodes, more content, of course. From I Got the Juice, right? You know, like I always say, asleep whole winners wake up and spit summers, right? So, you know, I want you guys to enjoy the rest of your day, just your evening. Definitely, we'll see you soon. All right? Take care, guys. Talk to you soon. And we're going to leave off with Story Falu actually saying a few words.
Okay, so if you guys have any questions about the game or anything that that is related to the game, you know, just let us know or reach out to, you know, the podcast and everything. We would like to know, you know, any questions that you may have.
What's your thoughts? I'm going to be sending over a Q&A should be attached with this. If you guys have any thoughts, any questions, or just, you know, just showing positivity, right? Just showing any positive love, you know, things like that.
Right.
You know, we definitely... Yeah, and love to hear it.
And you want to make sure, because we're true New Yorkers, so all of those that are not in New York, definitely we want to hear from you and your point of view of how you see a New York team. So, yeah, please get involved and ask us all the questions. Once again, I am a guest, but I am Story Falu, the greatest makeup artist in New York City. You can Google me if you would like, but at the same time, if you have any questions about makeup and how makeup is done, yeah, just reach out to me. My Instagram is, you could put Story Falu or Inner Beauty Makeup by Story Falu, either way. And you can ask me any questions. Girls, if you have any questions about makeup or anything like that, I am open to answering your questions, because Inner Beauty is more about just not only about putting makeup on the outside, but it's about the inner beauty. So ladies, reach out to me. So that's
all right.
That's it. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah, glad to have you as a guest, Story. Always a pleasure, you know, speaking with you and just kind of going over, you know, and it's interesting, like, you really know what you be talking about. Like, you really know Knicks basketball.
Yeah.
You really know basketball. I know you come from a family of mostly, like, baseball, but, you know, you have family who does.
Not baseball. Most of my family did play basketball. We used to watch a lot of baseball.
You used to watch a lot of baseball. So, yes, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but I grew up in a family with basketball, with brothers, sister, nephews, cousins, all playing basketball. So this is something that, you know, you grow up with. And when you see the New York Knicks doing this well, it's just an amazing feeling. So,
yeah, glad to hear it. So, guys, you know, like I said, Q&A, if you guys want to, you know, let us know. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. So this is, you know, season 2, episode 6. We'll definitely see you guys soon. All right. Deuces.
Peace.